Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Here we go. It's the Real Ass Podcast. We're back. It's Monday. International superstar Zach D'Amico in studio as always. What's up, kid?
How you doing, brother?
Yeah, yay.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, yay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yay.
Yeah.
What's up?
How you doing?
Good.
Good.
How was your weekend?
Good. How about you? Wedding looked very nice, man.
Great weekend. Had a lot of fun. We'll get into that on today's show. As always, two incredible guests. White guests. We do have a woman, unfortunately, but that's okay. Look, it's a perfect Real Ass Podcast when we have two white men sitting right across from me, and it happens. But with today's woke fucking societal standards, you know, even us, it even trickles down here to the Gas Digital Studios where we have to fucking diversify. So, you know, against my best wishes, we have a woman. No, I'm kidding. Obviously, I don't know how to deal with you now because... You've become best friends with my ex, and now I can't even be, like, weirdly flirty with you. The whole thing that I do with hot women on my show is that I'm uncomfortably flirty with them, and now I can't even do it. So thank you, Zia, for doing that.
You're welcome. I'm sorry. Your ex is really cool.
Yeah, she's great.
You know, I love her.
I really appreciate you fucking taking away my whole angle with you. I don't know exactly. We're going to figure out today how we're going to use you moving forward, okay. Obviously.
So I talk to you like a person?
A human being?
No.
What?
No.
Diversity guest?
It's infuriating, okay? I was like, Zia's on. Fuck. Also, very happy to have back on the show, ladies and gentlemen, from the American Loser podcast, KP Burke is back on the show.
Oh, good to see you guys, man. Happy to be here.
KP, you're dressed like a cool rabbi after service is over.
Don't you know, baby? I got called a youth drug counselor the other day in the same outfit, so I think we're all on par with that.
I can see all of that.
Look, it's going to be an incredible show. So let's do our plugs. Let's get them right out of the way. Let's get Monday started off right. Z, what do you got to plug?
My OnlyFans. Subscribe to my OnlyFans. It's Zialand there, Xialand. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and my Twitch. Those are all Zialand pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, we're OnlyFans. I'm sure it's great.
It's fantastic.
Thinking about bringing any friends on with you soon?
I'm sure it's a great time over there.
It's a fun time.
Yeah. KP Burke, what do you got to plug?
American Loser podcast. I'll be at the Dojo of Comedy on, I guess it's this coming Saturday. I don't know when this one's coming out, but that'll be the 18th. And my album's coming out second week of May. Andrew Pound Gorilla's finally putting that bad boy out, so I'm excited,
nice,
man. Yeah.
Very cool. Zach D'Amico.
Instagram, Zach is not funny. Twitter, ZA Spook Show. Check out my new cartoon. It's on YouTube. Foolishly Ghoulish.
Love it. Love it. Live dates coming up this next week, the 25th and 26th of March. Me and Zach D'Amico will be on Long Island at Governors and Brokerage. Come out to those shows. And then April is right around the corner. I got shows in Washington, D.C. I got shows in Seneca Falls, New York. Seneca Casino, Niagara Falls, New York, and Chicago. Lots of other stuff coming up. Go to lewisofskanks.com to grab tickets for all of those shows and many more dates. Filling up my calendar right now for the rest of the summer. So look out at a city near you. Also, subscribe to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/brrattlesnake. Killing it on Twitch lately. And make sure you guys subscribe to Gas Digital. How many days, Shannon, without a server crash?
We should have a board up with the number of days.
We should have a board up,
yeah,
right?
It's less than a week.
Oh, it's definitely less than a week. Let's not go crazy. A week. A week we'd be celebrating. At least 4 days without a server crash, everyone. So fucking be excited about that. That's a big deal. That's a huge deal these days here at Gas Digital. So thank you, everyone, for supporting. And yeah, make sure you guys subscribe. Use that promo code RAP. It gets you a 7-day free trial, and you get instant access to the complete on-demand library for all of the shows here on the network. Just of Real Ass Podcast alone, there's 800 episodes that you can't get anywhere else in the world. So subscribe, support. So shut the fuck up, Shannon. Just shut the fuck up.
Subscribe, support, shut the fuck up.
Please do that. It really does help us out. It's a really, really big deal. So that's that. All right.
Also listen to The Thing Is podcast. No. We have Tabitha Stevens on this week. She's super hot.
Who's Tabitha Stevens?
She used to be on the Howard Stern show. She was a porn star, Hall of Fame porn star.
That's not a good thing.
She was great.
Hall of Fame porn star is not like, you know, it's not, you know. That just means old.
She's, you know, she's retired out of the business now, I believe. But she looks great still.
She's still hot?
Yeah.
All right. Well, good for you guys. Go watch The Thing, as we do love Shannon.
Thank you.
And I only give you shit, Shannon, to make you better. You know that.
Thank you.
So, it was a fun weekend. I had a fun weekend.
I've become terrified of you recently, by the way. Like, extra.
You should be.
I always was.
No,
it's perennial.
You should be.
It's even more now.
I'm a fucking dangerous beast.
I swear to God, I'm playing.
What are you afraid of?
Oh, dude, your reach is starting to get concerning to me.
My reach.
All right. You have like a Project Mayhem thing going on right now.
Okay.
I'm at Bar A in Belmar, New Jersey.
Yeah.
The guy who's there cleaning the place up after St. Patrick's Day, he hears me talking. And he goes, you're a comic, aren't you, man? Hmm. I was like, yeah, dude. So he rolls his sleeve up, and yes. He has the Legion of Skanks tattoo on his arm there. And he says he fought you at Ellis Mania.
He fought me at Ellis Mania. He got his ass beat.
Probably.
By me.
Big guy face tattoos.
Yes, dude. He did get his ass beat by me. He rules. He's a nice guy.
He's a very nice guy. Then it's concerning because
he's a podcaster as well.
He's out. Two Clouded Minds. I did their show
there
a couple weeks ago.
There you go.
And I'm really in love with their producer, okay? So I got to figure that out.
Hot chick.
Very pretty girl. And then this dude with the Skanks tattoo who says he wants to fight you again was at Skankfest. Hands me a bottle of homemade hot sauce, and I'm terrified to touch it.
Don't do it.
It has to have DMT in it, right? There's no way it doesn't.
It's going to be weird.
Or it's just going to be so hot that you're going to die in your ass.
Well, we have
a fire later.
And this is going to be very anti-Dave Smith, very anti-libertarian, my perspective on this, okay? But I got to be honest with you. I think that we have, you know, certain government bodies in place to make sure that people are making hot sauce and other things that you're eating correctly.
Yes,
you can't just have people on the side of the road fucking making hot sauces and shit and selling them to people. Remember when Mike Racine was selling sauce out of like a suitcase just walking around?
Yeah.
There's no way he was like checking the dates on shit the way you're supposed to.
No, his brother was.
His brother's retarded.
That being said, I have eaten a lot of like roadside chicken in my life. So there is that.
Yeah.
There's like, just on the way home, we used to have this thing called Huli Huli Chicken. You could just pull over on the side of the road. It was like literally on the side of the highway next to Hawaiian Acres. I mean, Paradise Park. And we'd pull over and get a chicken for dinner all the time. They have just... they just have them roasting on a spit roast
did
thing.
They do that with
did you have to wait for it to cross the road?
We do that in New York City as well. We get street meat. And street meat, it's fine. But I do feel like they have fucking, you know, a dude that comes around and checks those meat carts here and there.
Yeah, there's no meat cart in there. There's nobody checking that in Hawaii. No.
Yeah.
It's delicious, though.
Yeah, it's really, look, it's really good. But you're going to get fucking salmonella, I guarantee. And then there's going to be nobody to sue because they're going to be able to just pick up and leave.
Yeah.
Right? So I don't trust the guy who makes his own homemade hot sauce, but he's a good dude. I remember that guy. I'm trying to remember his name. He was a good fucking dude.
Chris. Crescenzo.
Chris.
Yeah, good dude.
There you go. Fuck yeah. Shout out to that guy. I did lay my fucking hands on him, though. I did lay it down.
You fucking popped him somewhere. I forget what he was telling me. He gave me the whole story.
That was great.
Dude's wild.
Yeah, he's a big dude, too. So, you know, everyone who calls me a pussy out there, just realize what you're dealing with. My weekend was great. We had a great time at the wedding. Shannon, did you have fun?
I did. I had a really good time.
Did you have a good time with my date?
I did. I liked her a lot.
Was she not? She was a cool chick.
Yeah. We got ready together. Like, I got to spend some time
with her. Did you see her naked? One of those, like, type of chicks that was willing to just be naked around you? I love those types of broads.
No, she, as soon as...
That's Zia. Guarantee, as soon as Zia's in a room with another chick, she's fucking
like
just doing... She's doing her... Yeah, doing her hair. She's doing her hair topless, just fucking talking like there's nothing going on. Guaranteed.
Oh, like an exposition in a horror movie?
I don't give a shit. It's just another woman. They have the same thing. Same thing when I go get massages. They're always trying to cover my boobs. I'm like, you have boobs. I don't care if you see my boobs.
I have boobs. Do I fit into this qualification?
Do you have a vagine?
Not yet.
Do you have a computer? Because she has an OnlyFans.
Even a phone. You know, either or.
Shannon, totally you had a good time? Yeah. Shout out to Ivanka, who was an amazing date. The winner of the contest. She came out. She was awesome. She was classy broad, super cool. Everyone got along with her. So, yeah, what's funny is I ended up getting food with Maddie and his wife the next day. And there was like three of the girls on there that they would have been mad if I brought. Because wife was not in on this bit at all. She was like, this is like my special day. And you're making it a podcast bit where you're bringing people who are possibly drug addicts or dangerous into my family's lives. So
yeah, that's why I think like Nikki Champagne would have maybe been a little bit of something.
A little bit much. Yeah. Nikki Champagne would have thrown a drink in Aaron's face and tried to fight her mom. It would have been fucking crazy. And Nikki Champagne ruled. So
I got a note, dude, from the pictures from the wedding. Shannon was going for it.
Oh, Shannon.
Shannon, that dress.
Yeah, Shannon looked like a smoke
show. Shannon, incredible.
Shannon, Shannon's titties were popping. This is a fact. Let's go to the bitch booth for just one second.
Shannon looked as done up and perfect as Ralph looked like a slob.
Ralph
really phoned it in.
Ralph didn't get, like, Ralph had, like, one, like, you know, if you button a button just one off, so it was like buttoned all up one way. That was Ralph, just nothing tucked in, just sitting there counting down the minutes to leave this wedding. You could not wait to fucking leave.
That's true.
I looked great. Everyone is trashing me from Shannon's pictures. I was the only person, and I mean this, the only person at our table that was wearing a nice suit. The only person, everyone's like, oh, dude, Harrington looks better than Lewis. No. Harrington was wearing a dirty, schlubby fucking suit that did not fucking fit him. Anybody who's saying Harrington looked better than me has no idea what a fucking nice suit looks like. My suit was from fucking, Jose A. Bank. Or whatever.
Joseph A. Bank.
Jose Bank.
And it was a nice fucking suit. It was fitted. It was fucking. And
you're
people
the only one wearing a tie.
I'm the only one wearing a tie. People are trashing me. They're like, dude, everyone looks fucking better than Lewis. Everyone is showing their ass in those fucking comments because they don't know what a nice suit is. They don't know what a nice Jose Bank suit looks like.
Bring that back up, Shannon. You look like you're in court for custody. You look like you look like that should just say the defendant.
I'm wearing a fucking nice suit.
I'm not arguing that it's a nice suit.
Is that your only suit?
It's just on you. It looks funny.
Yeah, well, go fuck yourself. Shannon, you look great. My date looked great. Shout out to Ivanka, who was honestly so classy and cool. And I like legitimately made it a great time. I danced. Shannon got to see me dance.
I did.
How good did I look dancing?
Great. You killed it. And it didn't even take a long time. Like, once the dance floor opened, you guys were on the dance floor.
That was it. I was fucking crushing it.
Maddie, not a great dancer.
No.
I'm not a dance like somebody wound him up.
I'm not a great dancer either, but I have rhythm. I have no moves. I have rhythm. So the problem is, like, I can, boom, 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 boom. But as soon as you have to start taking your hands into it, I don't know what to do with my hands, so it's a lot of, like,
this. All that matters is you had fun. There's nothing worse than the guy that brags about how much fun he is at weddings.
What are you saying? I'm doing that?
No.
I was really fun at this wedding.
No, but you wouldn't talk about that.
They did the reading of the Corinthians, I guess Aaron's aunt, you know, did the, it's a
poem.
Is
that the Love is Kind, that thing that they do at every
that
wedding?
That hack fucking thing, yeah.
They do it at every fucking wedding.
So I saw an applause break for it, and the priest was like, yeah, nobody really applauds for that. And I was like, all right, dude, don't fucking come at me.
And he did it before and after the reading.
I saw it before and after. As she was coming, first of all, people should know what it's like to be walking on to something with applause. That's nice. And then she did a good job reading it. She didn't stutter. I would have stuttered the fuck out of it. Pull up the reading of the Corinthians. I'll do it right now.
Every time I hear about a wedding or go to a wedding, it makes me happy that I didn't have a wedding.
Yeah, you didn't have a wedding? Mm-mm. You just got married in a courthouse?
No, we went to like one of those wedding chapel places, and I had two of my closest friends come, and that was it. And it was fucking great. Cost $300 altogether. I still got to wear a pretty dress. I went to the Cheesecake Factory afterwards, and they gave us free cheesecake.
It's a fucking fairy tale
It was
story.
Amazing. It was fucking amazing. God, I'm trash.
You know you're hot, right?
I'm such trash.
You know you're hot. Like, you need to realize, like, what is going on with you here. Like, fucking, you should have had a wedding.
Why? I had a wedding the first time, and I wish I didn't do it.
Oh, you've been married twice?
I'm on my second marriage, yeah.
Oh, she's damaged. This girl's way more damaged than she's letting on.
Has no one realized that yet?
No, I knew you were a little damaged.
Are you the girl from The Orphan? Why do you look so young and have this horrible past? Did you kill a family that took you in?
Don't tell people that, Zach. No, I've gone to a lot of therapy, and I've gotten myself to a very stable place now, but that doesn't mean that I haven't had, you know, some stuff happen.
That was that Zia has the vibe of I was in a relationship and he was physically abusing me at one point. I'm not saying this guy.
No, I kicked his ass.
But you it was a physical.
No. There was no physical abuse.
Nothing physical, really. You've never been physically abused?
Hell no. I'd beat my dad would beat the shit out of them. Have I showed you a picture of my father?
No, I'd love to see it.
Oh, hold on. People were terrified of my dad. Yes, can't you tell from looking at me?
Zia, you give off the vibe of somebody who, before this life, before this new enlightenment, you've dealt with a lot of abuse. Let me see. Oh, your dad's jacked.
Yeah. That's my father.
That was your father.
He's still pretty huge, but he's not quite that ripped anymore.
How long ago was this?
He was 30 there. So.
Damn, he's hot. I want to kiss his ass.
Right?
And this is not an offense to you because you're beautiful. Zia, from day one, I said you were fucking hot, okay? And you walked in here, I was like, wow, Zia's fucking so hot.
Your dad is twice as hot as you are. Look at her gorgeous father. It is wild.
He married,
can you send this to Shannon so we can pull it up?
I'll send it to Shannon. He married a girl I went to high school with.
Hell yeah, he did.
Yeah, obviously, dude. Oh, you know what? Zia's dad.
He's a real ass dude. He's got a bad attitude.
Texting it, so.
He's a real ass dude.
One white guy in the racist live chat says she has touched by uncle vibes. Wow.
No, never been. I've never been touched by anyone.
Can you stop killing the fantasy? These people
I'm
like
sorry,
that.
I'm sorry. Sorry, guys.
Your
yeah.
Your dad is a hunk. I would suck his balls just because they're full of thousands of little you.
Everybody thought my dad was hot.
No, it's not everybody thought your dad was hot. Everyone had eyes and were pointing at the other. Your dad looks like a fitness model.
He was in like ridiculous shape. But he was also gotten into fights all the time. He got hit in the head with a torque wrench. He has a dent in his skull still to this day. I mean, he will fuck people up. So he is a scary guy.
But what did your dad do for a living?
That, he grew pot.
That was it. I can't imagine. Look how jacked he is, dude.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine. He looks like a giant fucking Nate Diaz. He looks like if the Diaz brothers were on steroids. I mean, this is the fucking dude you want on your side. He would be a problem. And were you born yet in this photo?
Yes, I was probably 10 there.
You were 10 years old and your dad looked like that. So he's still fucking in shape.
Yes, he still looks. Jim met him. He was here in the city like a few months ago. And Jim met him. And Jim was like,
Jim Norton met him.
Yes.
Did he try to suck his dick?
That was the second thing that he said. Good. No. Yeah.
Yeah, dude, he's fucking jacked. Yeah. So yeah, you know, so your boyfriends were all afraid.
Yes, fucking terrified.
Did your dad ever go after any of your boyfriends and try to beat them up?
He picked up my ex by the throat and slammed him into a phone booth. This was not concerning me. They played in a band together. The guy that I was with, that's the guy I married.
Your dad is such a loser. It's so funny. No offense. He's awesome, I'm sure, but the fact that he's in a band with some of your high school friends and dating
No. This guy was much older.
Okay.
He was much older. This is the guy that I married the first time.
Really?
And he was in his 20s when he was playing in a band with my dad.
And how old were you?
17, 18?
Oh, you're a child.
You know what? I have to ask, where are you from originally?
Hawaii. This is... I was born there.
Oh, man. Yeah, this is like some heavy duty.
What part of Florida is Hawaii in?
I'm guessing the tip. I've never been to Florida.
You're screaming Florida, like every story that you have right now. And I love it.
Trash!
Way, these are all things trash. That are more attractive qualities than a girl. You guys should be subscribing to Zia's OnlyFans because she's damaged and she needs it. And you know that she reads. It's definitely her.
And she needs it.
Zia, she's the one who's actually reading the fucking your posts and your DMs. I guarantee it's not some fucking dude.
Yeah, it's not some 50.
A lot of chicks have a dude doing it for them or have some manager doing it for them.
Yeah, I've heard of that. I think that's kind of shitty. I think that if the whole thing is they're subscribing to talk to the person, I understand if you have such a massive following that there's no way you could keep up with it. Like some girls have fucking thousands of DMs. There's no way you could answer all those.
Yeah.
I kind of get it to an extent, but I'm not at that level. And I answer all my DMs.
Well, like your dad's fucking dope.
Yeah,
I'm glad he married a girl from your high school. And I'm glad you're happy now. I'm glad you found your love.
So you're doing OnlyFans with integrity, though.
You know I mean? Thank you.
Getting back to the people, you know. It's the art form. That's what's beautiful about it.
You know it.
It really is. I like it. I really like it. So, shout out to Zia. Go support her. By the way, if you guys subscribe to Zia's OnlyFans, let them know that we sent you there specifically. In the comments, you write little comments I've heard on OnlyFans. And you could just be like, sent here by the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake or the Real Ass Podcast. All right?
Is it just nudes or do you – I don't want to put you in a weird spot, but do you do, like, stuff in the camera?
I do – So I do an interesting hybrid of stuff. I just did a blowjob video with a dildo.
Could you plug Rock Auto during one of those moments real quick? I think that's crossover content, right? That counts?
What's Rock Auto?
Do you not know about Rock Auto?
No.
Wow. You'll find out. It's one of the great sponsors.
One of the great sponsors. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Well, look, speaking of Rock Auto, we should take just this moment and thank them for supporting today's show. Zia, if you don't know, rockauto.com, it's an online store where you can get every auto part at the best possible prices. Ooh. It's a one-stop shop for everything auto parts. I don't know if you know how to fix your own car, but if you do or if you have a friend that does it, this is where you got to go to get those parts.
I can change my oil and I can change a tire, and I feel like that's about it.
That's an entire OnlyFans series you should be doing is working on your own car and underwear. How cool would that be?
That's actually not. It's too bad I live in an apartment building where there are children. If I had my own place, I would do that.
That's another whole other category of OnlyFans. We're getting crazy now. Now these are ideas, but regardless, let's stay on topic.
We're going to get
RockAuto.com. There's no more talking to a counter guy who needs to order you parts and to upsell and make a commission off of it. Guess what? At RockAuto.com, you can easily find everything you're looking for at the best possible prices.
Nice.
So if you're a car guy, right now, go to to rockauto.com and check out all the parts that are available. It's a lot of fun just to click around the website, and there's no promo code needed because they already have the best possible prices in the world. All you got to do is, if you do order something, tell them that you heard about them on the Real Ass Podcast. rockauto.com. Okay, where were we?
So can you do sponsor plugs during and double dip, you're saying?
You could, yeah.
Like, I'd be furious if some girl was fucking...
No, that's how you get a yeast infection, if you double dip.
If some girl was giving a fucking blowjob to a dildo and then in the middle of it gave me a Blue Chew ad, I would be infuriated. Or I'd buy Blue Chew. To be honest with you, I would likely just spend my money.
What if you could pull something out of an orifice and then it's a live ad read, like something printed out like they have here?
No, you just pull it out and put it up. And then some confetti comes out afterwards to make it a party.
Zia's classy. She doesn't do...
I don't do bottom nudity.
Crazy shit like that. All right. I've heard.
I do like a hybrid of stuff. It's interesting.
Understood. Understood. Yeah.
Say hybrid again. Say one more time.
Hybrid?
It's all right. So look, let's talk about some of these other stories here. All right. Pete Davidson finally clapping back at Kanye. Have you guys seen this today?
No.
No.
Yeah, it was great.
It's pretty awesome.
I mean, what a cunt. I loved it.
Yeah. Can you pull it up, Shannon? So Kanye's been losing his mind over the past like few months or whatever, and I guess, you know, Kim Kardashian dating Pete Davidson is a part of it.
Here's part of it. It's just broken up into weird parts.
All right. So essentially...
So Pete doesn't have Instagram, so he sent this to Dave Cyrus, his writer, to post. So Dave Cyrus just put this up.
These are text messages between Kanye.
A message from Pete.
Yeah. These are text messages between Pete and Kanye. And can you go to the top of it? That is the top of it. Okay.
Right here.
So from Pete, it goes, yo, it's Skeet. Can you please take a second and calm down? It's 8 a.m. and I don't got to be like this. Kim is literally the best mother I've ever met. What she does for those kids is amazing. And you are so fucking lucky that she's your kid's mom. I've decided that I'm not going to let you treat us this way anymore. And I'm done being quiet. Grow the fuck up. And Kanye goes, oh, you're using profanity now. Where are you right now? And then Pete sends him a picture. And he grows in bed with your wife, and it's a picture of him in bed giving a peace sign.
God damn. Wow.
Oh, that would make my blood boil. It's making my blood boil for Kanye, dude. And then he wrote, happy to see you're at a rehab. Or who wrote that?
Kanye.
Kanye wrote, happy to see you're out of the hospital and rehab. And then people wrote, same here. It's wonders what those places do when you get help. You should try it. I'm in LA for the day if you want to stop being a little internet bitch boy and talk. Heating up. Peeing up. Skeeting up. Why does he call himself Skeet?
Because that's what Kanye calls him.
This isn't for the public, dude. I'm not here for pictures and press, which is obviously all you care about. My offer stands. I wish you man up for once, blah, blah, blah. I don't really care about the rest of it.
Yeah.
It was really just the
in bed with your wife.
Yeah, the in bed with your wife, which is a nice little fucking dunkaroo.
Good for him.
That's a knockout punch.
That hurts. It is just it's all just weird and kind of garbagey. You know, what do you want me to say? Like, for Kanye, for Pete, for everybody. If I'm Kim Kardashian, I'm like, Pete, what are you fucking doing? Like, be above it. Like, why are you posting DMs where you're dunking on my kid's father, right?
Yeah,
like,
this whole thing is
the
weird.
The whole thing is trash. The whole fucking thing is trash, right? And you see this, and you see it with poor people, very often on Facebook or on social media.
Mm-hmm. Poor people love Facebook drama.
They love
it. They do.
They wear the ban from Facebook like it's a badge of pride.
They love to, and you'll see it. Everyone knows this. They have people.
This is my third Facebook account because the first two got taken down.
They have people in their hometown. Everyone right now is somebody in their hometown who just airs out their dirty laundry, their drama with their ex, their new person, just, you know. They're always posting memes about how fucking only God can judge them. This type of human being is a trash bag. And it's typically a very poor person who is just, you know, they just don't know any better. When you have people that are this rich, behaving this way, it's actually even trashier. Imagine they were poor. Imagine how garbagey they would be acting. These people have, these aren't just rich. These are fucking bazillionaires, okay? These are as rich as it gets. And this is how they act. They're so disconnected from the reality of how bad this looks. And the reality is, the kids are the ones who have to fucking grow up with this weird fucking shit. And don't get me wrong, it's fine. They have a bazillion dollars as well. They're not going to have a normal life. They're going to be psychotic, you know, overprivileged trash bags as well. But the whole thing stinks. Can we all just admit that everybody, all parties involved, stink? And I like Pete. I've always liked Pete. But somebody should be in Pete's ear being like, hey, dude, be above it. Just be above it. Let Kanye look like a fucking asshole. Let him look like the fucking crazy person.
This is the first time I'm actually siding with Kanye in this whole thing. I didn't think I was going to change sides, but I did.
I'm back and forth. I like him, but I like a lot that both of them are saying and doing.
I mean, let's also realize, isn't Pete 28?
Is he even that old now?
Pete's young. He's a young guy going through major fame. And he's also been
rich and famous since he was a teenager.
Yeah. His concept of reality must be so fucking skewed.
Yeah.
That maybe he thought Dave posting this wasn't a big deal because it wasn't him.
Well, also, I think a lot of it is these people grow, like Pete, again, because he's really young, he grew up with the internet. A lot of people grow up with the internet now, these younger kids, and I feel like they don't realize what's cool to post and what's not cool to post, and they're just kind of putting everything out there, not realizing that it's kind of out there forever.
But I think that the next generation of people are better about it. I think people do know now not to post stupid shit. I think we had the internet came out, right? And like MySpace came out. And you remember MySpace was like... remember what it was? It wasn't even like you wouldn't post a post. It was like
you could post on people's walls, like a little blog. Shit, right?
No, but it said like "I am" or something like that. Like it started it for you. And it was like you're supposed to put your mood or whatever. It was just like your fucking mood, you know. And then you know, trash bags would be like, "I'm in the mood to beat this bitch's ass." That was for my, you know. And I would get, you know, people would, and it shifted to like a post. And what was the original MySpace post? You remember what it was? Shannon, you have to remember.
I feel like you just used to write stuff on your own wall. What I remember most about MySpace was the top eight, and that was such a big deal.
And the song, too. Yes, you could play your song when they go to your page.
Play your song, your little memes. I remember.
Yeah. The Forbidden Chick was pretty great. The girl from Forbidden Jeans, she was that gorgeous blonde girl. She drank herself to death. It was pretty wild. Yeah. She was like, literally like every girl had a lesbian crush on her. That's how hot this chick was. She was everyone's
top. What did she have to do with MySpace?
She was the number one like account on MySpace. She was like, she's the first person I think that got famous from MySpace that wasn't Tom.
Yeah, Dane Cook was like famous off of MySpace off back in the day. Yeah, that was like, you know. But yeah, when I was on MySpace, it was, you know, this thing came out and like it was just so new, and it was like the concept of like either getting in trouble for something you put on the internet or like that was just so far out there. It just didn't like how could you possibly get in trouble for something you write in a little box on MySpace?
That's more of a recent thing with Twitter,
I went through that in high school.
Oh, no.
I got called to the principal's office. Then they fucking made me hang a left. And I walked into the child study department. And sitting there was all three guidance counselors and my mom sobbing. And they had taken my blog, like my live journal or whatever, and printed all of it out in a book and read it in front of my mom.
At that point, it's not a book. That's a manifesto, Zach.
What you think sounds funny at 15 does not read funny in that room.
So what kind of stuff was it? That
like
they were
talking about getting my first blowjob. It was the worst. And then I got kicked out of school and had to go to a mental evaluation.
Whoa.
And get paperwork to say I wasn't dangerous to myself or others. So I was the first casualty.
Holy shit. At least it was just your parents and not...
I remember one of my other friend's screen names was like... Remember when screen names used to have X's in them? Like in the middle? Her screen name was Anti-X Everything. And I just remember them trying to figure out what that meant. And my mom screaming, the house anti-everything. What do you do, drugs and you drink there? Because they're anti-everything.
Your mom was Ralph Cramden?
No, I do Ralph Cramden and Chip Kipperson for my mom.
That was a crazy mom impression.
No, that is, trust me.
Zach, what are you printing there?
No, it's very accurate.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, did I get in trouble for anything like that? I mean, not the internet wasn't like that. When I was in high school, that was super early internet.
Yeah, I'm a little behind.
In order to post on the internet when I was in high school, because I'm turning 40 in a couple weeks, I mean, you had to learn like basic HTML code. Like my sister, I remember, ran like a Backstreet Boys fanzine, blog, right? And she knew how to build little websites, and she helped me build one of my band websites. But it was like you had to like learn these like codes and had to copy and paste these codes, and it was like that's the only way you could have a voice on the internet up until I think it was MySpace the first genuine like.
You know, people had like a GeoCities page.
So, well, like a social media platform. What was officially the first social media platform?
Friendster one? Wasn't there something?
I think Friendster was before MySpace.
Yeah, there was something before. Though.
What was Friendster like?
I don't know. I was not it either. I just know of it. But I know that that was.
It was like MySpace, but without music and the fun stuff.
I still get emails from classmates.com, which I signed up for, I believe, in 2001.
Why is that still a
thing? Keep tabs on my classmates. And it's like, I'll just get a message. It was like, you have one new classmate on classmate.com. I'm like, really? This is like one retarded kid who just figured out how to use the internet now.
Wasn't there one called World is Round, too? I want to say that that was like, but it was just pictures. People would post their pictures.
Hot or Not was one that was like, you just post your picture and it was Hot or Not. You have a Hot or Not.
Remember that?
You get a score. Shannon, do you remember what the first...
So Friendster was 2002. On this list that I found, there's one before it from 97, which I've never heard of, called 6 Degrees.
Hmm. 6 Degrees.
Yeah, but I've never heard of that one. But it seems like Friendster was like the first big one.
Did anybody here use Friendster?
Mm-mm. I was on Friendster, no. I think.
What was it like?
I think it was like MySpace, but without the bells and whistles and the music and the and fun I remember stuff.
When Facebook came out, you had to have
a college email.
Email address. And I was like, fuck, I wanted to be on Facebook so badly. It was so cool.
Thank you, Bergen community, baby. That's what got me in there.
And then, yeah, then it all opened up from there. But nobody really saw.
Oh, wow, yeah.
This is what a Friendster page looked like.
Whoa. Holy shit.
Let's see, male, 23 in a relationship.
I remember when ASL was a big thing. That was on.
Yeah, age, sex, location.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Well, being in AOL chat rooms, I was like, it was like literally just. A horny boy. You're 14 years old. You're like communicating with other girls, and you're like, "Whoa!"
Let's
put a big quotation mark on girls.
You think they're girls?
I'm pretty sure there's a few old men that have a lot of pictures of my cum.
I never really sent pictures like over the internet to like strangers like that. This was at that time. I wouldn't even know how to upload a photo. So you had to have like, because there was no cameras back then. So back then, if you were doing something like AOL, like chat room, right? In order to upload a photo, you had to have a digital camera. And you had to digitally upload those to some server somewhere, right?
Like
you
onto couldn't your just hard
send,
drive, yeah.
You couldn't just send somebody a photo via message. There was no way to do that, right? Or was there?
There was, I remember I had like a shitty little webcam that was like a stick cam. And it took really blurry, shitty pictures. And I definitely
You could DM. Or was it an email? How did it work?
I think that might have been by MySpace time. You plugged it in, and I think you could, like, email it.
I wish we could find the first dick pic or nude that each of us have ever sent out in our life. What a hilarious
dude,
photo
I was so brazen. I used to take dick pics with my face in the background.
That's right. It turns me on for the girl to see my face. So there's some dick pics out there with my fucking Skanks tattoo with my face going, and I'm rock hard. And then I come and I'm like, what did I just do? Why would I just send this photo to this absolute stranger? It's psychotic. And by the way, I know this is nothing. You're like, yeah. Who cares?
Well, you know what's funny?
Like, I don't do that.
I never really sent any nudes at all, actually, until I started in OnlyFans.
What was the first nude you ever? You actually never sent one ever?
No, to guys. I remember talking to one guy, and I remember sending him some photos, but there weren't any like boobs, no pussy, nothing. It was just like from the side, kind of you could see like my thigh.
I hate when bitches do that.
That's
It's infuriating. You're like, oh, send me a sexy photo. And when I say to a woman, send me a sexy photo, let me make this very
clear.
You want
leg spread.
I want leg spread comes out. I want
to know what you had for breakfast.
A sexy photo. I want to fucking be able to see your rib cage from the outside of your pussy. Yeah. That's it. Do not send me a fucking side boob, like a sexy artsy shot with fucking like sparkles and shit. That stinks.
I've sent like two of those. That's it.
Yuck.
Yeah, I want it to look vaguely medical.
I want it to be fucking. I want you to look unhappy during the photo. There should be nothing about it that's cute. This should simply be your organ.
So I think seventh grade was when my buddy Ben, he figured out how to get like internet porn fast. And the first time, I still remember because he was showing, he was like, all right, boobs are awesome. This is great. There were boobs in wrestling. He could like that stuff, you know. And then I saw a pierced clit for the first time. Oof. And I remember in seventh grade, I actually had to pretend I didn't want to vomit. Like, it grossed me out that bad. It looked like a fucking fishing accident or something. It terrified me.
You didn't like it?
I was scared shitless of it. Now I'm okay with them, but it's like, it's still, man. In seventh grade, you got to pretend that that's like, oh, this is so cool, man. Meanwhile, I'm like in the corner getting ready to puke.
No, so, I always liked that. The first time I saw, I used to jerk off to videos of girls getting their clits pierced.
What? Is there a lot of blood?
Shut up. Fucking judge me, Zia.
Is there a lot of blood?
You fucking sucking a dildo on your OnlyFans yesterday. You don't fucking tell me.
I'm just saying, that's an interesting one.
Yeah.
Is there a lot of blood?
Not really, no. No, and Zach has definitely jerked off to this category of porn before.
I didn't know that this was a category. I guess why would
And I'm not
be?
Talking
Wait,
about...
You've never seen the...
I'm not porn. It's not porn. Oh. It is... This is a friend taking a cell phone video of a girl getting her clit pierced, and she's like, ooh, she's nervous, she's freaking out, they put a cork in the end of it, and I'm like, ah! It's a problem.
That sounds so painful.
Yeah, I have a sickness, guys. It's not even that's not something that turns me on. It is the cycle in which I have to watch things in order to get myself turned on. It is just a continuous evolution of being turned on by weird things. And I can go into some crazy places, kids.
Do you just like put kids. On like a Huey
I can
Lewis
go to some
record?
Crazy places, you know? Like kids, animals. What?
Do you just put on like a Huey Lewis in the News record and start talking to people? You know, this album's actually pretty great, you guys.
These are coming. Yeah, but that's how guys are. Women, I think you guys, I don't know if you guys evolve as quickly with masturbating. Like with what you're into. I think guys need... Zach, why are you making that face? Are you thinking...
No, women watch fucked up shit.
Fucked up shit. I think that like one day I'll watch like... It's such a difference between the categories from day one to day two to day three. Like it will
you
be...
You need variety.
Yeah, but it's such a mass variety. It's not just like the type of chick. It's like the thing in general.
I have gone completely around where now I'm jerking off to like... Girls shaking their ass on Instagram again. Clothed. Like, I've gone completely back to the other side
again. I can get there.
Yeah, I've had guys message me on OnlyFans saying that they've stopped watching porn completely, and so they like what I do a lot. There's niches for everything, really. It's just...
Well, the OnlyFans thing is much different. Because the OnlyFans thing... There's an element of social media that's built into it. Mm-hmm. So you feel like you could reach out to them and touch them. And it's a much more intimate. So watching porn.
Yeah, you get that interaction.
Yeah, watching porn is just like whatever. And this is back in the day before OnlyFans was even a thing. It would be like, you know, we've been doing these shows for a while, but Ralph would have a porn star on SDR show. And I'd be like, oh, I can go fucking meet her. And I'm like, I'm going to go jerk off to this porn star. And I wouldn't even really like her that much. But because I met her, you can get the fantasy. You know, you can get the fantasy in your head, like, oh, there's maybe a path to fucking actually banging this chick.
Yep.
And that's what I think OnlyFans gives every guy. Mm-hmm. They go like, there's a path to this chick in a much more realistic way than watching some porn chick.
There was a chick I knew that was doing the divine goddess thing or whatever, where like guys have to send tributes to her and everything. And then I remember
what do you mean? What?
Yeah, so she would do...
What was it, like a financial dom thing?
Yeah, that kind of a thing where it's like, oh, it's this much money to talk to me right now. Hmm. So she'd switch her phone lines on. And it would kill me, too, because the girl was making so much goddamn money. I mean, but there was one that she put in there one time she was telling me about. She goes, yeah, every single one of these guys is like, I'm not like a loser like the other people to do this. You know, that kind of... They all think that they're the difference. Is that happening for you on OnlyFans?
I don't think so. I don't
no,
think
they're all really
so.
Cool and awesome. Like
Touche.
I don't Bunch of awesome think dudes. So.
What is the creepiest thing a guy has done, not in life, but since you being in the entertainment industry, what is the creepiest thing a guy has done? Because there has to be some fucking creeps. Obviously, you get dick pics like unsolicited all the time, guaranteed.
Not that many.
Really?
Yeah, not too
really?
Much.
Really? I think about sending them to you all the time. And I'm fucking, you know me. That's crazy.
Yeah, I really don't get
that's
that
crazy.
Many.
That's crazy. But what do you think the creepiest thing is?
I honestly don't get that much creepy stuff either. Sometimes comments where I'm like, all right. But this was when I first started streaming on Twitch before I was even doing any OnlyFans or anything like that. A guy sent me a message and he was like, hey, can I please send you my jacket? And will you sit on it and fart on it while you stream and play games and then send it back to me? That was what that guy wanted, and that was.
So how much did he pay you?
I didn't do it, but I don't know how much he was willing to pay.
That wouldn't even be that weird.
You're right. It's not that weird.
That's not that weird. That's like that
much weird stuff.
So if a guy is simply saying, "Hey, this is my kink. This is my fetish. I'm a fucking weirdo. This is what I like. I'm propositioning you. I'm not doing it in a way where you feel like you're at harm, and I'm willing to pay you to do this. How much would it be? You know, I don't know. I feel like the guy took a shot. Real ass dude right there.
What kind of jacket was it?
I don't know.
If it was a hoodie, that might take farts. But if it was like...
A leather jacket?
A coach jacket.
Yeah, it's not going to exactly hold it in.
It was a windbreaker.
My job is done.
Take a week off. He's gone. Oh, I finally became funny.
That's
Zach. That Zach
was,
trained me.
That
Zach,
was a chip, was a chip joke if I've ever
I'm
heard
miss
one.
Him. I'm sorry, buddy. That's
thank you, Zach. Zach made me funny. We did it.
Windbreaker was good. Oh, God, I wasn't ready for it. I wasn't ready for it.
I'm freaking out, man. I'm freaking out.
I can see him on the other side of the glass now.
I like his commitment to the bit.
I don't know why I, when, out. Here's the thing, I can host this show without Zach here. We've done it a million times. But when Zach leaves in the middle of it, it really throws me off. I don't know why. That happens, same thing with Big J. Like, Big J will leave the show sometimes in the middle of it, and then it throws me off. I'm like, I do a show without Big J all the time. Me and Dave do a show without Big J.
Did I just notice that you're wearing an Oddities t-shirt?
Yes, you do.
Oh, my
Everybody
God.
Come see the
Love the Oddities.
The Oddities.
And ICP the Oddities. Did their, they were with them for a little while, and didn't they do their intro song? Mm-hmm. That was fucking awesome.
That's a Ron Fez song.
That's a Ron Fez song, too?
Yeah.
How did I not know that?
There we go. How many doctors are calling me right now? Leave me alone, doctors.
Are they giving you test results?
No. It's my my dentist and my eye doctor. Both following up. All right, really quickly, if you're over the age of 21 years old, you got to tell you guys about our favorite new sponsor, which is Mipod.com, M-I-P-O-D.com. Now, you guys should know that these products do contain nicotine, and nicotine is an addictive chemical. I'm not saying pick them up right now, but if you guys are already smoking, maybe you want to cut back. I think vaping is a way, 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 way better choice. It doesn't stink as much. You could do it inside. You could do it walking around the fucking mall. You don't have to hassle everyone around you by smoking cigarettes in their faces. Or if you're a vapor, they make way better products than probably the vapes that you're using right now.
Absolutely. They got great options. They got the new Mipod 2.0. It's the best refillable vape on the market today. You can refill it with any vape juice flavor that you prefer. It's got a long-lasting battery and a small, sleek design. Everyone talks about how great the pull is. They also have a wide variety of disposable vapes available. They actually have one out now that has 6,500 puffs in it. And for those of you that are 420 friendly, they have lots of options for you hippies as well.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now, go there right now and check out their incredible line of products. That's Mipod.com. That's Mipod.com. And use the promo code RAP when you check out. That is promo code RAP. You're going to save 20% off your entire order. Mipod.com. Okay, where were we? Okay, so let's talk about some of these other stories here. I thought that Tom Brady retired, but apparently came out of retirement.
Yeah, I think everyone saw that coming. Everyone was pretty much like, well, called that.
Didn't they just sell his last game ball for $500,000?
Of course they did.
Yeah, that was like the biggest L of all time, man. That guy thinks he finally got a piece of history, and then Tom's like, eh, I'm coming back.
It's $500,000. So some guy bought the retirement ball last game ball.
Was the final touchdown pass ball thrown by Tom Brady.
Wow.
And it was, I think, $500,000. I'm pretty sure.
That sucks for that guy.
It was rough. I mean, there's also a jacket that Tom Brady used to fart in and send back to the
You know people would buy that.
Yeah. I want game worn, man. Game worn.
That's fucking crazy, dude. Imagine you're that guy who spent $500,000 on that. First of all, you're a loser. Good, good. I'm glad that guy fucking... Did the ball go down in value immediately? Is there any way to look at that?
That I don't know.
It had to have, right? Like, who the fuck cares about this? It's just a ball now.
Technically, it's still the last one he threw. So, until next season when he throws the first one. But you figure, like, Gronkowski's probably coming back. Tampa Bay just, I don't know, something.
I don't know anything about sports. This is a lot. These are all fucking words that I've heard men use. And I'm like, yeah, dude. Tampa Bay, Gronkowski, the Gronk.
Tampa's not a man word. That's
Tampa's a word. It's a word. It's out there. Are you a sports fan, Sia?
Nah, not really. I can watch football games because football's fun to watch. But
you know what I hate?
What?
Women.
Go ahead.
Women?
Stop right there.
Show's over. No, I hate women who like sports.
Why? What if they just like it?
Because, can I tell you why? Because maybe they do for real, but day one, they didn't, and they tried to.
It comes off performative.
Yeah, day one, they were like, I'm going to be a girl that likes sports. Like, I'm just one of the guys. I like football. It's like, shut up, bitch. You liked fucking ballet and tutus and fucking cooking and shit like that. And then you decided one day that this was going to be a part of your personality. Every time a woman likes sports, she's a personalityless fucking hole. Almost every, I won't say every time, that's ridiculous. I can't speak in absolutes. But almost every time a woman likes sports, she's a personality-less hole. And try to say personality-less hole three times fast. It will tongue twist the fuck out of you. Good.
Which one of your exes should I start with?
Motherfuckers. They're all sweet. They're all sweet. And they're all good women. You need to fucking learn respect, Zach. You know, I don't disrespect your fucking disgusting exes, the ones that I've met. Just fucking absolute pieces of shit.
I'm not arguing with you.
Fucking girls. At least mine are fucking, they're trying. At least my exes, they're out there trying to be good people. They're doing things. What the fuck is up with fucking Tammy Fatso Face or whatever her name was?
Good question. She
probably has AIDS right now.
I blocked her on everything.
Don't give me shit about my exes. You should see Zach's exes.
Yeah, you never had to hang out with mine more than once. I'm like James. I have to have a new friend every 6 months, and then she feels bad because she's fucking you, so she's looking at me like, oh, what cartoons do you like? I'm like, Toxic Avenger. And she's like, oh, that's really sweet, Zach. And then I form a relationship with them, and then they're gone.
So really, Zach's just hurt because all of his new friends are gone.
Yes, he keeps taking my new friends away.
It's so funny watching Zach lie to each one of them, saying that they're his favorite of all my girlfriends. He says
I've got that one
it's
down
a
pat.
Bit. It's a Ooh. Bit that I watch him do it each time, and I go, Zach, you're fucking ass.
You're like, starting to see it?
Every single time he does it.
I got it down, though. I mean, I've had the practice at this point.
But you know what I'm saying about women who enjoy sports, right?
Well, they think that this one always kills me. There's the chicks that think they're like, oh, I'm not going to ruin the hang. I'm like one of the guys. They're absolutely ruining the hang.
Every time.
Every single time. They're just not actively ruining it. And guys are polite enough that we're not going to tell anybody. But I know somebody, especially when it's like a chick who she just cheers for whatever team her dad liked. And then she talks shit to you while you're watching. You're like, can you just get the fuck out? Like, please, this is a Buffalo Wild Wings. Can we just have some dignity? For Christ's sake.
Natalie, do you like sports? And she's a lesbian, mind you, so I'd give her an excuse.
No, not at all.
There you go. Good woman.
Did you play sports in high school, though?
No, I didn't. I was super sedentary until I graduated.
Hold on.
Damn.
I'm trying to figure out super sedentary.
Didn't move around.
Give it a minute. Yeah, there you
go. I got it. I was getting it.
You got it.
I was getting there from the fucking context of what you said, sedentary. And I heard that word before. I had to reference it through other conversations in my past.
You got there.
They describe Big J stand-up that way. He's very sedentary. Very he just sedentary. Sits on the stool, performs.
So you were not an active chick.
No,
at all.
Not at all. I did like an obligatory sport more or less every year, but I wasn't really
into
it.
You stopped throwing fucking
My parents made me do
big
sport
words.
Every year.
These are not big
Stop
words.
Stop throwing big words out at me like you're trying to
these
No,
are
she's
very
trying to make
common
me look
everyday
stupid.
Words.
I get what's going on here. Obligatory, sedentary.
I do new sport every year.
Don't speak fucking.
Is it the caveman game now?
Oh, you remember caveman game? That was so much fun. Who was it? Was it Paco? Every time Paco came in the room, we made people talk in cave. Or we made. Dylan. No, who was it?
I think Dylan. It was both of them.
No, it was Paco. We could only speak to Paco in caveman language. I mean, he could only use words that have one syllable.
Oh my God.
Good, let's try it. The next segment we're going to do in caveman language. And it'll be an homage to Paco, which I had to give Paco shit today about his social media skills. He's fucking. What other producer gives themselves production credit in the tweet? He's like, new episode, fucking video work by Paco. It's like, Paco, we know, fuckface. Like, Shannon, from now on, you can put edited by Shannon at the end of every show and all the tweets.
Fun.
Fucking psychopath. Fucking insecure, fucking open mic dickhead. All right, so yeah, we'll do the Gabby Petito story. We'll follow up on Gabby Petito, but you guys can only use one syllable words.
So we can't even say her name.
You can't say Gabby. You can't even come close to saying Gabby Petito. Okay. I'll tell you the story, and then we could react to it in caveman language. Gabby Petito's parents are suing Brian Laundrie's parents. And Shannon, do me a favor, pull up some sort of like caveman-y sort of like drummy type music. See, I got to produce.
I had it ready to go.
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. Wow. I'm actually impressed. Gabby Petito's parents are suing Brian Laundrie's parents because they helped him get away. I have no qualms with...
Good mom and dad they are.
I didn't know we were also doing yoga.
Mom and dad help, son, as they should.
Girl sick in head.
Deserve
if
to
ask
die?
Ask me.
Ask for it.
Sorry, too. God damn it.
Bitch was ask for it.
bitch was cray.
Cray, cray in the brain, bitch was.
Mm-hmm. Learn to fight good, no die. Yap, 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 yap. Bang head, Al.
No more air for her.
Now she
cops come say, we get it.
Yeah, I mean, all right, fine. We're done with it. But yeah, what do you... Look, I don't know. You kind of feel bad for Brian Laundrie's parents, right? You kind of... I do. And I, look, I feel bad for...
You would do anything for your kid, man. Of course you feel... Like, I can see this really affecting you.
Look, if my son fucking killed... Oh, yeah. Oh, thank you, by the way. I told Shannon to pull up tweet photos of Gabby Petito while we talked about this.
Hell yeah.
Oh, good
Hell
God. Yeah, dude.
Fucking tweet. She wasn't that pretty, but her body was fucking tight.
Yeah.
She knew how to take a picture,
She was
though.
Cute. Like, she was a cute chick, mm-hmm. but she fucking, you know, I wasn't, but yeah. Righteous, dude. I like that one with her, she's all fucking, her arms are up. Hell yeah. This is called fucking showing respect, Zia.
To the hot girls that have died?
Yeah, we do that okay. every single time.
No, that's nice. I'm sure she would love the sentiment.
Yeah, she would.
Was that the guy in the other picture?
Yeah, it was.
That's him?
Oh, whoa, Shannon, go fucking back to the behind the back gap shot. Hell yeah. That's a jerkable photograph.
Lewis, how many of those 5,000, near 6,000 likes do you think came after she was dead?
I thought you were going to say were from me directly.
I bet she was probably like 200-300 likes and then she died and everybody was
a
like,
lot of these people is while this she is
an
was
actual,
missing.
That's an actual picture of her seeing the light.
Oh, yeah, she's pretty toy. Facts. I forgot what we were talking about. That ass her shot was so nice.
Her parents are suing his parents.
I mean, look, if my kid was accused of murdering somebody, I would just believe him whatever he said. And even if he admitted that he murdered somebody, I would help him get away.
I think you have to.
Yeah, I get that as a parent. But I also get Gabby's parents wanting to sue because they knew. Like, it's you got to get both sides to that.
Zia, if you got killed uh-huh. and then someone tried to threaten your dad after seeing what he looked like, nobody is suing your father. That guy's fucking terrifying already.
He was scared.
Looks like
scared
the mountain him. From...
Somebody in the JB in the Racist Live chat says, 8-year-old boy butt. Every time I see somebody in the fucking Legion of Skanks Racist Live chat comment on a female's body, anything that I'm like, dude, I want to fucking see what you and your girlfriend fucking look like. Gabby Petito is fucking toit. You're not telling me that bitch is not of a toit ass and her ass rules. And I'm not going to let you disrespect her or the fucking memory of her or her family and say she wasn't toit.
Respect.
Piss me off, dude.
Champion of women right here.
Don't fucking disrespect Potato. Day one, I was out there fucking
good.
Simping for this girl. Good ass good.
Tight puss.
Tits. Okay.
Mouth. Yep.
Her name was Gabby.
That's
there is not a fucking I talk too much more name.
Oh, man.
Fucking Gabby over here. Blah, 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 blah.
Fucking I Yappy.
We never go on vacation.
Fucking Yappy Potatoes over here.
I want the fight to be about, like, the finally, like, made him snap about, like, an angle on a photo she didn't like.
Yeah.
I mean, because you know, she's obviously that guy was putting in some work on that.
No, yeah, she was a hot chick. But, you know, look, his parents, I mean, I guess it is what it is. If you're Gabby Potato's parents, you're trying to protect your daughter, you're fucking trying
In the case of Motormouth's parents versus Justified.
Let's see. Woman's, actually, no, I want to talk about this. Natalie, you said that you were planning a bachelorette party for your friend.
I am. Yeah, so, that should describe how it's going.
What are you guys doing after bowling?
Oh, good idea. I'm writing
Why
it down.
Why are you the person in charge? It's no offense to you, because you're awesome.
Because I'm the maid of honor.
You're the maid of honor. Yeah. So I didn't know that's officially the duty of the maid of honor and the best man.
Mm-hmm.
That's to plan the bachelor party. Because I've been asked to plan multiple bachelor parties whilst not being made best man, Zach Amico.
I didn't have a best man.
That is true. I was probably the closest thing. I walked your mother down the aisle, and I planned your bachelor party.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was technically a best man twice. I'm going to count that.
Yeah, no, you can count that.
I counted it.
Yeah, because the guy that would have been my best man did the ceremony, so then I had three friends just up with me, kind of split it.
Yeah. Yeah. And he told me nothing beforehand. When I got there, he was like, "Yeah, you're walking my mom down the aisle." I was like, "What? I am?" Yeah. He was like, "Oh yeah, that's happening."
That was too funny of a thing not to do.
Yeah. So, wait, what was I just asking for?
Natalie's planning a bachelor.
Natalie's bachelorette party plans.
Yeah, you need 7 hookers because Lewis has a card.
So you're...
Also writing that down.
Well, technically, if you buy 7, you get the 8th one free.
Oh, sick.
But she's covered in burns.
So this is for a straight woman, you're planning a bachelorette party.
Yeah.
Oh.
This is, it's not... So, but I would not...
I assumed... Sorry, I...
No, you can assume...
I presumed it was another, like...
She's like,
type situation.
Kind of. It's hard to describe, like, she's into dudes, but, like, gender is questionable, kind of.
Okay.
That's like everybody now. I feel like my son is doomed to be a little fucking homo one day. And not like a homosexual. I mean, whatever kids are now, right? So he's going to be a fucking, like, nail polish wearing, like, "Oh, I don't have a gender." Like, I think that's going to be way more normal and way more of a thing with, like, my kids' generation moving forward. I think it's going to be cool by the time he's in high school, he's 9 years old now. I think it's going to be more of a cool thing to not have a gender. And I think having a gender is going to be, I bet you the writing's on the line. I'm going to have to start hitting him. He's not going to understand it because I've never even yelled at my kid. I've never spanked him that once. I'm a peaceful parent through and through. But one day, I'm just going to fucking crack him right in his fucking chest. And he's going to go, "What was that for?" I was like, "It's because who you've become." Mm-hmm. I hate who you've become. Love you, but I hate who you've become. My mom said that to me many a times. And thinking about my son becoming that is starting to make me understand what she meant.
Ooh, that's a heavy line, too.
Yeah.
That one probably sat with you.
"I love you, but I hate what you've become."
Now he doesn't have any resentment over it.
No, I'm fine.
Clearly. It doesn't haunt him. Yeah.
It doesn't ring through his nightmares.
Because I am going to buy my mom a headstone eventually, because she's laying in an unmarked grave right now.
Yeah.
But it's going to just like say Gabby those Petito. Words. It's going to say, I love you, but I hate what you've become. Denise M. Painter. -Gomez.
Whoa.
Did she use the -Gomez? Or are you just going
to
add that?
She added the -Gomez because she wanted to, she thought it was cool to have a hyphenated name, but it was not legally -Gomez anywhere.
Were they actually married?
No.
Oh.
No.
That's interesting.
He was married to another woman.
Oh.
He dashed to another woman. That's why they called him -Gomez. He had to run across town to his other family.
-Gomez. he had other kids. He had my dad had kids that
they overlapped
in age. So like I have a half brother and half sister from another woman that are like one's younger and one's older.
Shit.
All right. So he was dad. Just spreading
the
seed days everywhere.
Before social media.
Oh, dude, imagine, it ruled.
You could get away with anything.
Well, imagine, like, our dad's generation. You could just have another chick a town over, and what are the fucking chances?
Yeah.
It would be a devastating day that someone would meet someone that knew your other girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. My dad's uncle, you met my dad, too, when we did Spook Show, but my dad's uncle literally said, "I'm going to go check the furnace," and just never came back. That's what you could pull off back in the day. That was the pack of smokes, and you never see
him. Maybe he was looking for hot pussy.
That's, "I'll go check the furnace. I'll be right back." And then his nephews just never saw him again.
Yeah. My dad, without a doubt, was an absolute piece of shit. There's no way that there was any good in him at all. It was fucking... Yeah, I mean, the story, like, the whole story of, like, his death, when you find out the details of it, it's fucking... We did a whole episode of Legion of Skanks. If you guys are Gas Digital members, go look for the episode of Legion of Skanks where we break down the newspaper articles about my dad's death. It's fucking wild, dude. It's wild. He was, like, a pimp who was, like, fucking, in prison for sexual assault and fucking... Just, he was a bad dude. He wasn't a good dude.
So you never met your dad at all?
I met him, when I was a kid. He died when I was 4 years old.
You're 4, okay, so you're really
I don't have
young.
Any memories of him.
Patterson, right?
Yeah, he was stabbed in Patterson, New Jersey.
I was born there.
Yes, me too. St. Joe's?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there we go.
Yep, we stayed for exactly as long as we wanted to, right? Yeah. About 3 to 4 days and get the fuck out. Don't come back.
There you go. What year were you born?
1987.
There you go. Yeah.
Decent-ass hospital, man.
I think, was it me and somebody else was born at the same hospital, like a day apart from me? Another comic. It was another comic.
I think Jeter was born there.
Jeter?
Derek Jeter, I think. I might be wrong on that.
Maybe. All right, let's...
All I remember about Patterson is there was a Kennedy Fried Chicken. My band used to practice near there. And there was a Kennedy Fried Chicken that had bullet holes in it. And Blunt Wraps at the counter.
Seems like a lovely place.
And the soda machine just had orange, pineapple, and grape. It could not have been more apparent. They were so not true. Have you ever been to a chicken place where it's like, you know, when you go to the hood liquor stores and it's got bulletproof glass in front of the people, mm-hmm. and then you have to put it in and they spin it around and give it to you?
Like in The Wire.
It was like that. Yeah.
That's
Patterson in a nutshell.
They have a bulletproof Lazy Susan
in the chicken place.
At the front of their chicken store, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we've all been to the hood.
Their hours were noon to 4 a.m. It might as well just say when they're awake.
I've been warned that if you ever see a place that's like pizza and fried chicken in the same place, then you're in a neighborhood that you need to get the fuck out of. That's what I've been told.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, very much so. That, or if you what are some other signs that you're in a bad neighborhood? Any check cashing places?
Yeah,
check cash is always Patterson. I mean, because I grew up in Wayne, one town over, and if you just made a couple of wrong turns, you could all of a sudden, like, I swear to God, I've seen it multiple times, a loose pit bull just walking around the streets.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
we went to
Shannon, give me the t-shirt that fan sent.
Yeah, check cashing. Liquor store with bulletproof glass. And then,
it's going to be a hair product thing.
Hair braiding. Storefront churches.
What the hell is a storefront? A church in a storefront?
A church, basically, it's like a storefront.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then there's a store.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Billboards that say divorce $400 or something like that.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, God, I've seen one of those on my way home. There's one of those. It's $300 for
if
divorce.
You see
that's how much your wedding costs.
Yep.
A store that sells, like, cell phone cases and socks. And that's like their whole inventory.
What about the ads, the billboards you see? I saw one that said it was HIV is not a death sentence. Okay. So I was trying to tell people who had AIDS, you're going to be okay, man.
I was going
to
say that could be another kind of area, I feel like.
Well, they're kind of – Asbury Park's funny because it's those two communities encroaching on one another.
Combining.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. And then the other weird one was I saw the one – and I know it's fucked up, but it was just saying be a dad. And it was like Roman Reigns trying to teach people to be dads.
That's
like,
hilarious.
Be involved in your kid's life. This is a WWE champion.
Oh, Jesus.
Somebody sent me this. What was the name of the guy that sent this? Do we know, Shannon? Because I always talk about how pit bulls should be put down. It says Kid Thrasher.
That's pretty awesome. I just think that's a really cool band.
That actually does sound like a band.
It's the greatest shirt ever. It says Kid Thrasher, and it's just a mean pit bull. And not that I think pit bulls should be put down. It's just that...
Depends how they're raised. I've been attacked by a pit bull on my horse.
On your horse?
On my horse. I was riding around Hawaiian Acres with my aunt. We were just trail riding, or road riding, I guess, but it's all dirt roads. And there was a pit bull that actually broke its chain and came up and bit my horse on the ass. My horse reared up, threw me off.
No way.
My auntie thought was like freaking out. She's screaming at the dude, come get your fucking dog, like screaming at him. She was scared the dog was going to turn on me.
Yeah.
The guy came out, managed to get the dog before it attacked me, but it took a decent chunk out of my horse's ass.
That's really terrifying.
That was gnarly.
Dude, I would be so disappointed if my horse didn't fucking
kick that dog in the skull.
Kick that dog's head directly off its shoulders.
That's what everybody says.
You're a fucking horse.
I know. Get your shit together.
That's crazy, yeah. Do you have any videos of dogs attacking horses? I'm sure we could find plenty.
Oh, it's going to be
terrifying. That's actually got to be a
thing. I think a lot of them are going to go like this. Don't go over there. Don't go over there.
Yeah, don't tell. And also,
I mean, nothing's going to be funnier than the horse eating the baby chick.
And then
that
tell
was
me,
the funniest thing we've ever watched.
Tell me the name of the guy who sent that t-shirt to, if you can.
So on the paper, they just signed it, so I can't read it.
Yeah, it's a signature. It's so funny.
On the envelope, it's that, like, that first one, that only envelope you open, right? It says RM.
RM.
That's it.
We have no return address. If maybe Zia wanted to fart on that and send it back to the guy.
Nice. Yeah, would you like a fart t-shirt, sir?
Shannon, you just walked into the production booth. How are you producing yet walking right behind yourself at the same time? That's strange, Shannon.
The show's going to carry it over well to the video and audio.
No, shut up, dude. Some old hooker just walked in the studio.
And the sound's on the...
And the sound better not be on. I'm very good.
It's on.
Oh, it definitely is.
To change the subject.
Yeah, change the subject real quick.
KP, do you want to talk about that image that you sent me?
Oh, yeah. I'm excited to know if this was going to get covered or not.
Can you do me a favor? Can you turn the sound off in the fucking studio if you're gonna fucking?
If we're gonna what?
Is it still going on out there?
Yeah, I can turn it off here now off.
Yeah, turn it off. I don't know who these people are. I'm saying crazy shit.
Talking bad shit. And
I just
like,
called
hey.
Her a hooker. She wasn't supposed to hear it. Who is she? Is she somebody that can fucking me too me?
I don't know who she is.
Lady, you better be fucking cool. I don't know you. Hi. Let's go. She's hot. She's mad.
Oh, boy.
Wow, she's leaving in a fury now, guys. She does look like less attractive Shannon.
Thank you.
Man, the FDR there? Show tapes at night.
I want the tape.
Who was that hooker?
I don't know. Is she gone? We can ask Ralph.
Was Ralph out there?
Yeah, Ralph was here, yeah. He's walking her through the place.
Bring Ralph in here.
That's going to be like the landlord's wife or something.
It's going to be something crazy.
Yeah. Be the wife of the president of entertainment.
I got a meeting with the president of comedy. His wife had to come see the building.
Now, speaking of comedy, Shannon was trying to set me up for something earlier.
Yes, please.
So you guys have both played Uncle Vinny's down the shore, right?
Of course.
Infamous club, right?
Love it.
So I'm very good friends with the girl who did the mural there. Have you seen the mural yet, Lou?
Of
the mural on the back wall.
Oh, yeah, it's like Bobby and...
Yeah, so she did a really good job with a lot of them, okay? And then she's a talented lady, you know, but she struggled a little bit to get some of the melanin required to do a proper Louis J. Gomez. So...
I did not see this. I was just there.
Wait, I haven't seen that.
I was just there like 2 weeks ago. Was that there when I was up there?
By the way, that looks like you just died in the hood.
It looks like his lips look like they got burned really badly.
Are you guys familiar with minstrel shows?
I don't give a fuck.
Fire Marshal Bill.
I don't give a fuck what it looks like. I'm excited that somebody put me on a wall in a comedy club somewhere. Yep. Hell yeah. It's the greatest piece of art that I've ever seen in my entire life.
They pulled my headshot down to make sure they had room for that, man. So I'm gone. Yeah. You're there now, buddy.
I love that, dude.
Have you seen minstrel shows in the 20s, though?
All white bicycles.
You're up in the corner, though, man. They gave you the LOS thing like it was your NWA hood. You know,
I love
it. Oh, dude, it's good. Have you seen minstrel shows from like the 1920s?
Yeah, of course. They jerk off to them.
It's a little.
It's one of my categories that I get through. Day four, I'm on minstrel shows.
Didn't you feel like she kind of. It was a little too close to a minstrel show for me, though. I sent them both to Shannon, and it was concerning to me because the girl who did it, she's absolutely a sweetheart, great artist. But I know there's a part of her where she's like, how big do I make Lewis's lips?
I have beautiful lips that I think she got them.
She was trying to she wanted to give you your qualities, man.
I have a very sexy smile and sexy lips. These girls should all know that. I need somebody to go put money in my meter in the next 10 minutes, Shannon.
I'll grab someone. Also, she works for the landlord.
Of course she does.
That's who she was.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah, of course
she
does. Said.
Of course she fucking does. God.
No.
100%.
Bring Ralph in. What does she do for the landlord? Why would he bring a hooker-looking assistant into my world? We already signed the lease. They can't kick us out for calling his assistant a hooker.
How long is the lease for?
5 years.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Is Ralph not here?
Ralph's frantically making a phone call to the landlord.
Here he is.
Ralph.
Yeah.
Who was that woman?
She works for the landlord.
Did she hear me call her a hooker?
She did not hear you.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay, good. Thank God.
Yeah, good job, by the way. Good job.
Well, first of all, two things. Number one, they shouldn't have the audio on out there when they're bringing randos on. No, it was on.
If it was on, it was on very low. The first thing I do when I come in is tell them to lower it, because you never know who's coming in.
Okay, good. Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure.
She's like their main, like their gal Friday, I guess you'd call it, like their main person that's in...
Is that actually a hooker? Is that what you call hookers?
You never heard that term?
Gal Friday.
No? It's like their main assistant, the one that does all the stuff there. She's like their office manager.
It's like my sister now. You know, I hired my sister as my assistant. I fired her after day one because she stole money from me like Dane Cook's brother. She ordered groceries for herself on my credit card.
She dropped off for one day.
For one day.
Temptation.
Jesus Christ.
So, you know, she dropped off the keys in the lease. That's why she was
here. Okay, good. Too late. That's too late, hooker. My keys. But I rehired my sister.
Andrea needs to know where to go. Do you want her to go in there and you could whisper it to her?
No, Zach, take over. I'll tell Andrew.
Lewis's fucking sister was his fucking manager.
My sister.
For one day. And then Lewis goes, what, I have $120 Instacart? And then he confronts her about it. And she goes, well, I was going to make James tacos with some of those groceries.
Some of them? Wow.
One absolute animal.
That's how you cover your ass, man.
All right, what do we want to talk about, guys?
What you got there?
Florida homeless male model busted after masturbating at Miami Starbucks.
Can't wait.
Let's hear it again. Take your time. Florida homeless. This is like a Mad Libs. Mm-hmm. Florida homeless male model busted after masturbating at Miami Starbucks.
Florida can't be stopped. This is like Florida Man on steroids.
What do we got in the booth, ladies?
This is not just a Florida. This is not just Florida Man.
Okay, so I'll show you a picture of him real quick.
Is he gorgeous?
He's pretty good looking. It says that he's a self-proclaimed homeless male model. So
okay, well that's that. It should say self-proclaimed.
Yeah, that's important.
So he was wearing a white T-shirt, underpants, and white socks at the Starbucks, and he was just jerking off in front of everybody. After about 10 minutes,
like presenting it, or was he like in a corner?
It looks like he was just looking. He was looking around at people, and it was clear that everybody could see what he was doing.
See, this is what happens when you don't give the bathroom code out to people unless they buy something. They are forced to then masturbate in front of them.
In front of everyone.
The customers.
You know what I often wonder with these guys who are masturbating in public? Are they just going at it dry, or do they carry lube around with them? Because how are they just jerking off
a lot
forever?
More guys
jerk off dry than you think.
A lot more guys jerk off dry.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I'm an exclusive luber or
you not?
They call him Lubus J. Gomez.
You're dry?
No, I can't even fathom the idea of it. It terrifies me.
It hurts.
Me.
It seems painful.
Plus, I worked for a living, so these hands are not pleasant to deal with. You know what I mean?
No, you have calluses.
Very much so. Yeah.
Yeah, you also get them from drumming and lifting weights. I would probably give a bad hand job.
Do you play drums and lift weights?
I don't drum anymore, but I used to.
Oh, wow.
But
that's
I do
fun.
Lift weights, yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah. I like drumming.
So what did he get arrested, Shannon?
So eventually, but before they were able to get him, he wouldn't comply with the cops' orders, so they shot him with a dart-firing stun gun. He yanked it out of himself.
We knew he yanked it.
This is a PCP story. I'm calling it now.
It could be. And then he started running again. The police chased him. Actually, one of the cops fell and had to be hospitalized because he hurt himself while chasing him.
Oh, Jesus.
They gave him, quote, closed fist distraction blows and kicked him until they were able to get him to submit. They also shot him with more darts. It took 7 darts in order to subdue him.
Yeah.
And then they took him in.
He come, Shannon? Shannon.
You know you can't come on PCP, man. You just fuck forever, all right?
I don't think so. But he was charged with lewd and lascivious behavior, disorderly conduct in an establishment, and resisting an officer without violence. His bond has been set at $700.
Oh, let's bail him out right now.
$700.
$700, that's it?
Let's bail him out.
That would be the fucking funniest thing. If he's still in jail, I swear to God, we'll bail him out.
I'll split it with Lois right now. I'll bail this guy out.
And we'll get him to call into the show. We'll get him to come here and sexually assault our staff. How much funnier would that be?
Oh, I have the correction center he's staying at as of Sunday.
This is as of yesterday?
Yeah.
Can you find out if he's out? And if we can post bail for him?
I can try.
Shannon, call right now.
Yeah, let's get this fucking crazy asshole back out on the streets. Let's send him we should hire him to get our Starbucks in the morning.
Hire him as the new office manager. Fire Andrea. Just have this naked model just jerking off at
Dude,
everybody.
That's your new assistant. He can replace your sister. Take over the job on it.
More trustworthy.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's guaranteed.
Yeah, you know, he'd just jerk off. Well, he might spend some of your money on lube, but that's probably cheaper than groceries.
Yeah. All right. So let's, Shannon, this story is screaming Zach Amico. Russian man chains himself to a McDonald's in Moscow, hoping to prevent its closure. Have you seen the story?
I haven't. If it's for breakfast, I get it.
Yeah. I guess they're closing McDonald's in Russia?
They're taking them all out, yeah.
Why?
Supposedly people are also hoarding sandwiches because they're afraid that they won't come back. Because all the American companies are pulling out of Russia.
So McDonald's is pulling out of Russia. It's not Russia.
Yeah, they're shutting all their, yes.
I thought Russia was saying, you know what, this is not good for us, and we're taking it out.
No, KFC pulled, a bunch of companies are all pulling their chain restaurants.
Russians can't even watch Pornhub anymore.
Yeah, Pornhub shut down.
What's the world coming to?
Yeah, a lot of, like, American conveniences.
This is the time to fucking open up a fast food restaurant in Russia.
Yeah, of course.
Russia, dude.
Well, Chick-fil-A's staying because they don't like gay people or the Ukraine. So they're at least consistent morally.
I mean, technically all of those other companies are staying, though, right? Like, they're just not saying anything. Like, Burger King's not talking any shit. They're just going like, all right, we're going to do what we got to do.
I think a lot of companies are pulling out, way more than just, like, those couple. I think a lot of American corporations are getting out of Russia.
Yeah.
So this guy chained himself to the McDonald's. Show the picture of him.
Oh boy!
Of course,
a little bit of a video. Okay,
I think McDonald's chained itself to him.
What does Yokozuna
video
need?
From Baza of a Russian man who reportedly handcuffed himself to a local McDonald's to prevent it from closing went viral.
How's that going to prevent it from closing?
Because they're making so much money by being the closest thing he's next to.
Closing down is an act of hostility against me and my fellow citizens. This guy is so fat.
Oh, no.
A number of other brands have also announced the suspension of their business in Russia, leading to long lines in stores. Wow. And didn't like McDonald's CEO Chris something or other said in a statement, at this juncture, it's impossible to predict when we might be able to reopen our restaurants in Russia.
Wasn't the CEO's name, that was like Kapinski or something? Wasn't that the guy's name?
I don't know.
So that's Polish. That's inside job shit. Right,
that's
there.
Probably a fucking good thing. If I'm Putin and I'm Russia, I'm like, good riddance, McDonald's. You're actually poisoning our people. That's just not like the brand that you want. Even like Pornhub. You know, it's like Pornhub. You're like, all right, cool. We don't need you poisoning our people's minds. I just assume from like a moral standpoint. Like,
but where will I jerk off to my stepsister?
But it's like, you know, remember Louis C.K. had that joke? It's a pretty funny joke where I don't know if he ever made it on an album or anything, but he was talking about when he got canceled. He was like, you know, he's like, he said he didn't want certain people defending him. Essentially the Mies and the Anthony Cumias of the world. He's like, no, I don't need your help defending me. And that's almost like what this reminds me of. It's like, okay, so McDonald's and Pornhub are out of society in Russia. It probably makes Russia a better place. Mm-hmm. So that would be my angle if I was Putin.
Oh, so now they're going to eat better. They're going to spend more time, you know, focusing.
But it's not like porn in general is gone. They're just going to go to another streaming site. They're going to go to another fast food restaurant.
Yeah, I'm sure they have plenty of Russian porn, too. Yeah. It's not like a huge deal.
It's not much of a statement. Not much of a statement. I still don't know why I should hate Russia over the Ukraine. I'm waiting for one person to explain it to me, and I have no horse in the race. I'll tell you right now. I'm an open book right now. If somebody could really get me on the side, I would fucking be posting Ukrainian flag memes as well. Nobody's been able to explain to me why I should choose Ukraine over Russia. Go ahead.
I mean, I just kind of think they're innocent in the whole thing, right? Not that I know a ton about it. I'm sure people are going to be like, rah! There isn't Russia going in because I've heard a couple of different things. They're going in because they didn't want Ukraine to join NATO. That was one of the ones because it's bordering.
You know what it is? It's not that nobody's explained it to me. It's that when somebody starts to explain it to me, I stop caring within 4 seconds.
I'm like, I can help you realize that.
So I don't care. I don't care. Should I care? Am I being an asshole by not caring?
No, I think it's like...
I don't think you caring is going to change anything.
Right?
It's like when a Klitschko fights like some other crazy guy or something like that, and they're just both like from the same place, and you're kind of like, I don't have a... You know, it's like when black people watch that. They don't have a dog in the fight. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm just like...
They don't care.
Unless it spills over here, then I care.
It's just sad for the people.
And black people love having dogs in fights.
Dude, I forgot to say this earlier. I'm so sorry if it's off topic. We had a pit bull that we rescued when I was in the Navy, living in Jacksonville, Florida. And it got loose on the beach one time, and there was a black family reunion, all taking pictures on the beach with their backs to the water.
It was like heaven for that dog. And that,
dude, I'm not even kidding. So I'm running with the pit bull. It was a good dog, man. She really was. But I tripped on the beach, right? Somebody had like they dug a hole and I tripped on it. And I let go of the leash because I didn't want to hurt the dog. And then she just takes off running towards the black family reunion. They're all literally sitting there. They're all like, the matching t-shirts.
Good times. Come
and
on.
Now a pit bull's coming towards
and
them.
Pit bull.
And behind them is the ocean.
Airbrushed t-shirts.
But it was, you watch them sit there and the black family, they turned. And then the only escape was the ocean. They're like, it's over. It's over. It's our two biggest fears.
We're either going to swim or fight this dog.
Oh, my God. Dude, I thought.
Stuck between a dog in a wet place.
Dude, they were so cool, man. I was like, if this was like a white family, the cops were getting called. I was getting in trouble. I was going to have to speak to like animal control or something like that. But they were just like, as soon as I got the dog back on the leash, I just kind of walked away. And they're like, all right, cool. We're not going to talk about this, guys.
No Karens, thank God.
No, actually.
I love the fact they're stuck with it. It's like in the Cape Fear Simpsons when Bart runs to one side of the boat and there's electric eels and the other side there's alligators. Ocean, dog, ocean.
You
dog.
Literally watched the panic set in and like people were lifting up like the little kids and stuff like that. And I felt like the biggest piece of shit.
That's fucking. That's a fear. Just like a just a awful fear is just having a. I always had this visualization of like a dog coming and attacking my kid, and I have to hold him up as the dog bites my dick. And you can't let him go, and the dog's just going to town on your dick and your genitals and your fucking. Oh, it would be awful.
That's a very specific fear. And your dad and James
are trying to nudge you away from Lion King. Dad!
So, yeah, anyway, look, you know, Ukraine, Russia, is it going to be over? Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen over there? I don't know.
It's just sad for the fucking
yeah, what is it? It's too much. I can't sit here and live my life. I can't get there emotionally.
We can't be the funniest podcast and the smartest.
It's crazy.
It's too much work.
Hey, can you get yourself there emotionally? Are you caring about the people of the Ukraine?
I mean, there are certain things that I see shared, but then I also don't know like what's propaganda and what's real, so I just keep myself out of it.
This is what I'm saying, man.
Yeah.
This is what I'm saying. Just keep your fucking eyes forward. I don't think anybody really knows what's going on out there. And by the way, Russia might be a bunch of pieces of shit. Who knows?
Well, they canceled the one man we could have trusted on this, Alex Jones.
That's true. All right, let's go to a lighthearted story. Uzbekistani boy, 7,
born worst superhero ever.
Look up on the up in the sky. It's a piece of shit. No, it's the Uzbekistani. What is it?
It's Uzbekistani boy.
Uzbekistani boy.
My sister's trapped in a window.
Look up in the sky. No.
One world, one justice, one eyebrow. It's Uzbekistani boy. I don't know where Uzbekistan
neither
is.
Neither do I. I just assume they smell.
Yep.
Seems somewhere near Russia, right? That's what I just assume. I think they speak Russian. Russian there.
I'm gonna call
I think,
it like the
right?
Balkans. That's where like the they fight bears and shit.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Faster than a bunch of flies swarming around a trash can. Uzbekistani boy born with 2 penises and no anus.
He is a super
and no anus.
And no anus undergoes surgery to remove his second penis. Now apparently this boy
now he has 1 penis and no anus.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'd be more concerned about not having an asshole. Just
apparently anus super easy to build.
How do you?
We heard about somebody else the other day who was born without an asshole.
Born without an asshole. Phillips head screwdriver. Oh, yeah. You're done.
Easy peasy.
Easy peasy. Okay, you got an asshole. Cutting somebody's penis off, and you know, that's a whole other to do.
I mean, if he could have both of them hard, that could be a
there
real.
There was a DJ in Mexico that had 2 dicks that worked.
Really? I feel like that could be a real
His name
asset.
Was Double Johnson.
DJ Double Johnson.
I'm not walking out for that one.
Yeah, it was decent, though. Come on, I'm trying here. Apparently there were 2 functional penises.
Yeah, he was able to at least pee out of both of them.
What?
Yeah.
I gotta ask, he's 7.
You cut your pee time in half, that rules.
How does he shit? Did they say how he shits?
Oh, like,
they gave him an anus.
Yeah. Okay, all right, so again, all right. Sorry. They gave him the anus pretty quick, I assume.
Yeah,
so
right when he was, like, as soon as he
Shannon,
was born.
Can you pull up some video of asshole-making surgery?
Did he have
there
a
must be.
Butt crack? He just didn't have the actual hole?
Yeah. That's interesting.
Huh.
That would be quite the surprise if you're fucking a girl behind you, open it up, and there was nothing.
There's just nothing.
That would fuck me up, dude.
Would you
definitely not stop, though. Nobody would stop.
No, but you would keep looking. You would keep looking in each direction going, I must have missed it.
Dude, it would fuck you up, but there's no way you would stop. Ooh. Guaranteed.
That would be like a Barbie doll then, right? Just kind nothing of,
yeah.
there?
Yeah.
The shape of one?
Shannon, is there asshole-making surgery
I'm looking
video?
I found what it's called. It's called a colorectal reconstruction.
Colorectal reconstruction.
Yeah, I'm getting there, but I'm trying to find a video.
This is going
to
be like me seeing the girl with the pierced clit again. I'm going to vom in the studio. It's going to be terrible.
Maybe. Yeah, I would love to see a surgery of somebody.
Why did they take his other penis off?
Because you can't have 2 penises, Zach.
Yeah, you can.
He says 7. No.
You wouldn't want that. You're acting like it would be a fun thing, but it would be fun until like the second time a girl ran out of your room screaming and crying.
No, you just got to lead with it.
Yeah, you got to tell them beforehand. Be like, look, I have 2 dicks. We can do a lot of fun stuff. That we could make this really fun.
Starting OnlyFans.
Yeah.
There's no way that you would be with a man that had 2 dicks.
If I loved him, if my husband had 2 dicks, I'd still be with him.
Hold on. You couldn't get to love a man with 2 dicks. That's the problem.
You don't think so?
You don't think that, you think that the first, like, my assumption, I don't know, Zia. My assumption is you didn't wait until you were in love with your husband to sleep with him the first time.
We didn't have sex till we were dating for a month.
That's not that long. Why'd you say that?
That's
impressive.
A long time. That's like, that is a long time.
That's okay. It's not like, it's not slutty, but it's not slutty. It's not like you should be bragging
that,
about it.
That felt like a long time to me. I was like, waiting for you to growl up. He had to wait till I turned 18.
And then he didn't.
No, he did not. So yeah, I mean, a month is like the proper amount of time a sexually active woman should wait. That's what I say. That would actually be the number that I think a woman should. What do you think, Shannon? What's the number that a woman should wait to start seeing a guy between the time she sleeps with him?
Oh, I would think 3 weeks to a month.
Yeah, it's like 3 dates, right? Isn't that the normal?
That's thing? What I thought. Three yeah. dates. What if you have 3 dates in like a couple weeks?
Yeah, if you're seeing each other more often. Yeah,
but I don't judge a woman that sleeps with a man on the first date. More power to her. I say good for you. I'm not saying she's slutty. I'm just saying that a month isn't something that, like, you said it like I waited a whole month.
It felt like a long time.
It did because you it were felt attracted like a, to him.
Yes.
But if
he had 2 dicks, I probably still would have.
After that month, if he pulled it out, he had 2 functional dicks, you would have been like, all right, let's do this. Let's give it a shot. You yes. would have.
Yeah, that's absolutely.
Crazy.
I'm saying that now because I know it because I love him. But, like, still.
That's wild, dude.
I would.
If a chick has one tit slightly bigger than the other, I will fucking throw up on her chest.
That's all
I'll
women.
I'll puke on her chest and kick her the fuck out of the bedroom. What the fuck, you nasty pig.
I found the video.
Go ahead, Shannon.
I'm so excited I found it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. No,
this
no,
is,
no.
This is where
oh,
we start.
That's going in. You know that's happening.
I'm scared.
All right.
Okay, yeah. Do
you... Whoop. Oh, wait, pause it, pause
hey,
it.
Hey, pause you're tickling pause it.
What it's... the fuck?
Stop teasing it.
What the fuck is this person not having an
This looks like the back of my neck.
This is fucking sickening.
This week on Dr. Pimple Pop.
This is fucking weird.
Oh, good guys.
I can't handle how it like.
It's like the game Operation.
What is it doing?
I don't know.
What is it doing?
It's going to go in shortly.
Is there burning?
I...
Or is that some sort of a laser thing?
Oh, I don't want to see it.
Whoa! Please stop. Stop making this asshole right now. I mean,
somewhere there's footage of this asshole watching me and Lois doing the exact same thing right now. Please stop talking.
What the fuck is going on here?
Here we go. All right.
That's... Oh, they're not even. They're not even starting. Oh, what are they doing?
They're marking it.
Whoa!
That's how you get a crack.
They're making him an ass crack.
Him a crack.
No way.
Also, he didn't have a crack.
Oh my God.
Wolf is fucked up, dude. This is fucking wild.
Ah! There it is. Get inside that Tom
look,
Tom.
You have to watch.
Look. Oh,
why? Oh, man.
Why you do?
Oh,
no.
Molar Rom.
I don't like it.
Somebody in the racist live chat just pointed out this is true. Is this a baby that they're doing this to? Are we watching a baby's asshole being made right now?
There's enough hair up there.
So now I can be turned on? What's going on right now?
Dude,
he's doing the spread the pussy thing with it.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus Christ. What's all that white stuff?
Can we, Shannon, can we fast forward to the end and see what the asshole looks like?
Is it a baby asshole?
I don't know. It's fucking me up, dude.
Whoa.
Jesus Christ. It's never any better.
Oh, my God. Now it's just a Nine Inch Nails video. Jesus.
Oh, my God.
There we go. We're sewing it up.
Well, I want to make you a
fuck off,
asshole.
Dude. Fuck you. Fuck you with that little tiny, tight asshole. Fuck you. Oh, my God. Can we see the end result? Please,
Shannon. I think this is it. There's only a little bit
what
left.
What the fuck is going on right now? Stop it right now. All right, we're done.
Crocheting.
Is it?
Fast forward. I want to see the end. The end. Last thing.
Hey, something. Like oh, that's floss.
Mazel tov.
Oh, it looks just like an asshole. You're right.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, they're putting.
This is the last 20 seconds.
This is not fun.
Holy shit.
Where's the hole, though?
I don't know.
So I'm assuming the hole's the lower piece there. So there's got to be a warning. Hey, listen, your asshole's done, but you can't use it for a couple days.
Thanks. Look at this guy. Look at this evil doctor down there. Look. Oh, the fuck you get at the end? What did they do? Oh, no, stop that right now. You stop that right now.
We just watched child porn.
What the fuck was that?
You got sodomized.
What the fuck was that?
You sodomized it.
Why would they do that at the end?
That was like when Carrie's hand comes out of the grave in the last second.
God.
Oh, my God.
That was so terrible. That was so bad.
Why the fuck would that ever happen? Shannon, why would you show us that?
You asked for it. I just think you thought I wasn't going to find it.
Holy shit.
Oh, that was a twist ending.
Shannon's like, I'm just giving you what you wanted.
That was like the Sixth Sense. Man. It was an asshole the whole time.
That YouTube video was directed by M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh, my Lord.
Fuck me, dude. All right. Well, thank you for watching today's Real Ass Podcast. That was quite...
These are all things we're done. That I never needed to see in my entire life, and now I've seen them.
Well, there we go. There we go, oh, guys. God. There we go. They fucked it at the end. They fucked the asshole at the end. I was not expecting. We're like, how do we know it's a real asshole? They went, we'll show you.
It's the worst episode of that how they brutal. Make it.
Hi, I'm Mark Summers. Yes.
All right, we're out, dude. You guys are the best. We'll be back on Wednesday with another incredible episode of your favorite podcast, The Real Ass Podcast. Until then, good night.
That's all, folks.